do. This Remco transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen? Gee, the ball game. It's a real radio and it works great.
Here's the world's first and only portable radio in the non-breakable impact case. So rugged, it's the only radio case with a 5-year guarantee against chipping, cracking, or breaking in normal use.
You're all familiar with the popular Transit Charge Deluxe Transistor Portable that can operate for 5 years on a single rechargeable battery. It's still a headliner. It also can be powered by inexpensive Penlight or long-lasting Mercury batteries.
Which transistor portable radio would you rather have? This one with its tiny speaker? This expensive model that sounds no better? Or the new RCA Victor with really big set sound?
These messages are at least 60 years old. They date back to the late 1950s. They're from TV commercials and some from longer infomercial-style productions, all written and produced to help propel sales of a remarkable breakthrough in radio technology. In the late 1950s, radio becomes more portable than ever. Radio is not just for home or for the car now. Radio can travel with you anywhere in a portable compact receiver that you can carry or wear or hold in the palm of your hand. With transistors and compact batteries, radio really can go with you anywhere. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 3, Episode 10. It's always so strange to me to hear a line on the radio today like, "You can listen anywhere by using our app," or to deliver a line similar to that when doing some work for a radio station. Radio is portable. Radio can travel anywhere, has been doing so for many, many decades. During the writing for last week's episode on the 100th anniversary of licensed radio, which starts in Canada and would have been treated as news were it any media technology from anywhere else in the world, I thought of a revolution in radio listening that came when radio went portable. Not just a radio built into the car kind of portable, that first appeared in 1930, but carry the actual radio with you anywhere kind of portable. That starts in the 1950s. The breakthrough that lets radio shrink in size and expand in portability comes with the development of technology that could replace the vacuum tube. The development of the vacuum tube was one of the breakthroughs that gave us radio as we know it in the first place, because the tube could amplify the power of the signal it was processing so it could be heard. The transistor is miniature compared to a tube. Think of the end of a lightning connector on your smartphone compared to a light bulb that fits a ceiling fan or chandelier. The transistor is an early version of what we commonly refer to now as semiconductors. They can be used to amplify a signal. So, with the arrival of the transistor, the radio itself can become much more compact. It does not need a cabinet standing on the floor or taking up a large space on a stand or a shelf. It comes down to size, depending on the make and model, to maybe 12 inches across, 6 inches high, 4 to 6 inches deep. And the next breakthrough is even better. It lets the radio run on batteries such as Penlight batteries, we call them AA today, or other compact batteries such as flashlight batteries, C-cells or D-cells. Now, radio really can be carried anywhere, as this TV game show promotion for Sylvania says in the 1950s.
It's the Skylark, Sylvania's new personal portable radio, and it comes with this stylish top grain leather carrying case. Mighty good to look at, it's even better to hear. And you can hear it instantly at the turn of this switch. Yes, it's tiny, yet it brings you the brilliant tone and powerful performance of big six-tube radios. And when you listen to the Skylark...
Who had the first transistor radio may or may not be subject to competing claims. The transistor itself is developed at Bell Labs in the United States in 1947. By 1954, a company called Texas Instruments connects with Bell and wants to see if it can develop a radio that uses transistors. The goal is to have a transistor radio on the market by Christmas time, 1954. Texas Instruments, by the 70s the name in handheld calculators, comes out with the TR1 transistor radio in October. It receives AM radio and costs about $50 US, according to the Smithsonian Institute. Texas Instruments does not stay in the radio business, but within a few years, dozens of companies are making transistor radios, receiving both AM and FM signals. But when the TR1 is discontinued, an obscure little electronics company in Japan sees an opening. In 1955, it builds what becomes the first really mass-produced portable transistor radio, the TR-55, and then a smaller one that fits in the palm of your hand. The company changes its name and changes the world of audio. It becomes known as Sony. As a new wave of lower-priced, mass-produced, rugged, compact, stylish transistor radios flood stores around the world, the receivers are snapped up by teenagers, and radios are heard everywhere, and music on the radio changes again, from the big band and crooner era to early rock and roll. And by the 1960s, some of the most influential AM radio stations the world will ever see are pumping out hit music for teens. The rock and roll transistor radio culture is reflected everywhere, including on the movie screens. Beach blanket bingo, with teenagers dancing to music coming from a radio shown on the beach and dancing in all kinds of scenes and settings, is one of the big hits of 1965. The stars of the movie include Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello, both of whom are well known to teenagers with transistor radios. They both had hits in the top 10 radio charts in the late 50s and early 60s. Sony comes out with another invention in the portable music revolution in the 1970s. The Walkman is the world's first wearable, super compact audio playback device. It plays cassette tapes in a device barely big enough to hold the tape. You can wear it clipped to your belt or with an armband. It has models that can also record. And what can they record? Radio, directly from the built-in AM and FM receiver. Radio did not become portable because of apps. Music did not become portable because of MP3 players and streaming. These developments are just progressions of things we'd already been doing for decades. Yes, you can take radio with you. You can still get a good quality radio that receives AM and FM and fits in the palm of your hand and will receive radio signals wherever you go. No data plan, no apps, no downloads or logins or passwords or location finders, no electronic footprint or trail to what you are listening to, no fee. And it works on batteries when there's no electricity, no internet, no TV. I always have one handy. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.